So I had this dream this morning, it seemed like. Earlier last night, this morning, something. 3 or 4 hours ago. And so the dream was almost as real as real life, it seemed like. And I was talking to somebody, and I was, and they were asking me questions. I said, well, I mean, this was a conversation that I was having that I didn't initiate, you know, and it just came out of nowhere. They said, well, how do I achieve this or whatever? I said, well, the future is now. And you just act and think and behave like it's already happening now. You have to act now the way it's going to be in the future. In other words, to step into that destiny, what does the Bible say? The Bible says without a vision, the people perish, right? You have to have the vision first. You have to see it in your mind's eye. And then you just have to act on that. It could even be changing your personality, changing your way of thinking, changing your bank account, changing anything, whatever it is. Just act that way now. Let's say you want a different job. Well, start acting now like that job. In other words, next opportunity, get your resume done, sign up for the job feed, start acting now the way it's going to be health wise well, I want to be healthy. Well, don't eat sugar right now. Don't eat sugar now. Do not eat sugar right now. Do not eat a snack that's full of junk right now. Just eat real food. Eat real food now. Do a few stretches now. Do a few exercises now. Well, I can't do much. Do what you can do right now. You know, these people with tinted windows, what are they hiding? They're hiding something. I've been thinking about it. Why would you spend all that money if you wasn't hiding something? You can't even see out of, somebody bought a car last week. She was talking about it, and she couldn't even see out of their back window. She said, I got to take this tinted window off. She bought a car, paid cash for a cheap car, and somebody had tinted the window. She had to rip the tint off, you know. She couldn't see out of the back window, she said. Who'd she buy it from? Who started this movement, tinted windows? You can't even see what you're doing. And they say, well, it's to keep people from seeing in. I can see out. I don't think so. You got anything on the wind that's going to cause, it's going to be harder to see out. But I just noticed 4 cars go by me with tinted windows. Policeman pulls, Jim walks up to a tinted window. He's going to have his hand on his gun because he can't see you. You know? He can't see you. Somebody needs to do a study on that. How many wrecks based on tinted windows, you know? But anyway, I was having the conversation. I was saying, and I want to record it so I don't forget it, because it was almost like a revelation in my dream, you know, which I had already talked about this before, but it was like being reinforced to me. Whatever you want, act that way now. whatever state of mind, whatever state of being, if something's hindering you, get away from it. If you got a coworker that's getting on your nerves, get away from, just work harder, do more work, volunteer for more work, second shift, third shift, something like that. Don't waste your time around them. Stay in the now. You want to start saving money? Save 5 cents now. Save a dollar now. Save $10, $5 now. Instead of buying that extra piece of food that you really don't need or want, it's a basic buying it on habit. Don't buy it anymore. And you put that money in the bank. That $2 you would have spent that junk on, put it in the bank. Do that every day. $2 times 365 is $1,000, right? $700, something like that. $800. 365 times 2, $4 a day, be $1,600. $10 a day is $3,600. And what happens is, here's what happens. Once you start acting that way now, whatever it is, let's say you want a job that you act a certain way, the manager, you want to be a salesperson, whatever it is, act that way now, and then more opportunities will arise. Every moment, act that way. Every moment, act the way that you want to be next year, and it's got to appear because you're already stepping into it by acting that way now, in the now. Do you understand what I'm saying? For real. Because every moment is the now. What was happening in your childhood is happening now. It's going to happen. What's happening now, you can change your reality by changing your patterns. And you might say, what do you mean? Well, when you go to Walmart and you buy a pattern, I don't even know if they still sell them, but I remember when I was married, my wife wanted to make her own clothes. She never did, but I would have probably had to do it for her. But she's talking about buying a pattern. She never followed through with anything. That's hilarious. She couldn't follow through with anything, even recycling. We're going to recycle this week. She wanted me to do the recycle. It was everything that she came up with, it was to get me to do it for her. You talking about narcissistic gaslighting. That was just... And she wanted to take credit for it. We're gaslighting. We're doing this. I've noticed that with a lot of marriages. It could be the man, too, but you listen to them. We're doing this, and the other person's doing all the work. We're buying this house. Some dude saying, we're buying a house. We're building a house. And his mother-in-law is the one who built the house for him. He didn't do jack. He just... was a little puppy dog to his wife, just obeying his mother-in-law, you know. And then they wonder why they have trouble with their mother-in-law, because they don't make a stand, you know. Anyway, act now the way you want to be tomorrow. And what happens is you change that pattern. So if you go to Walmart and get a pattern and you sew something, right? It's according to the pattern. So whatever you sow, you're going to reap. You set a pattern, you change the patterns, you change the landscape in the space-time continuum. That's why it's called the fabric of space-time. It's a fabric. And so you change the fabric of your actions The pattern has to appear. The fabric has to appear. The fabric has to appear. The pattern has to appear. The pattern has to appear. The fabric has to appear. If you go to Walmart and buy a pattern for pants, you sew some pants, you get pants. If you go to Walmart and buy a pattern for a shirt, you go and you sew a shirt, you get a shirt. Now, there's people who try to gaslight you, narcissists, and get you to follow their pattern. They already have a pattern set in their mind. They try to change your reality and get you to follow their pattern, but that's because you're not aware of what they're doing. They're playing games with you. They're messing with you. They're not being honest. The fabric of space-time, just like painting a picture. So you want to paint a picture. Put a line here and a line here and a line here, and eventually you have the landscape that you painted. Same thing. That's what you're doing down here in 3D. You'll be judged for things done to the body, the Bible said. So what fabric are you painting? What are you painting? What are you scribing? What are you scribbling? What fabric of space-time are you patterning out, to pattern it out? Just like that website Patreon, the pattern. Patreon. Who would have thought that Patreon would even be a thing? And the reason it's a thing, because somebody came up with a system to make it easy to be a patron. It goes back to patron saint, to be honest with you. You set a pattern, whether starting a business or whatever, and you just follow that pattern every day. You might do it 30 minutes a day, an hour a day, then it might turn into 2 hours, 3 hours, and eventually it appears on the scene. You're resetting the patterns. Sleep patterns, bloodline patterns, all that stuff. The only way you're going to break some bloodline patterns is by the blood, but be saved, covered by the blood, because some of these patterns are set. Ways of thinking. One way to change your thinking pattern is cut off the music. You've been brainwashed with the Gentile music your whole life. That's a brainwashing system. I could probably give a million examples of this. Let's say there's something you don't like about yourself. But you know how to fix it. But you keep reverting back to it, whatever it is. Change the pattern. Start now. Do a little bit every day. Well, what if I mess up? Claim the blood. I mean, it might not even be a sinful pattern, but it's something you want to change. Just say, okay, His mercies are new every morning. I'm starting a new pattern. I don't have to. That old pattern's not. It's not even real. It's a lie. But you stay in a lie. That's the deal. This is such a simple truth. Most people won't believe it. Won't apply it. Won't exercise it. Won't even remember what I just said. Everything's happening now. You apply in the now what you want to appear in the future. Because if you become that now, and if you, in other words, if you become that person now that you vision in the future, then you're already changing the future and you're actually changing the past because you're becoming that person right now. You hear what I'm saying? All right. I'm passing it on. I had the dream. I got my answer. I was thinking about changing jobs, you know. I think I got my answer.